This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was the best golf moment of his life, and for a lot of golf fans, it was one of the best days of their lives as well. A fine moment for the Masters, the 89th it was, no less, wouldn't you know, Mego, down there at beautiful Augusta, and a moment that shall live and perhaps springtime, no, 2025, no, 21st century lore as one of the finest there was. Almost crapping the bed in front of tens of millions and then coming through to deliver the glory and the history. You know, the first thing that came to my mind,
you got to do that all show. You just did it for 45 seconds. You got to do it
for 4 hours.
You know,
the first thing that came to mind... as I was intermittently running between me yard where I was doing work with me missus, making sure me boys didn't fall into the fire pit we had lit because it was getting a wee bit chilly outside.
With also me, cooking. Jenny.
I just poured a fresh pint. Twasn't me first. Spoiler, twouldn't be me last.
Not putting my donkey outside when I'm sad.
Oh, Joseph, you always be forgetting your hat. You know,
anyway.
the first thing I thought, and hello, everybody. This is WEEI Afternoons. Fitzy and Mego here with you from 2 to 6 p.m. on 93.7 FM, WEEI, WEEI.com, our fabulous network of affiliates all throughout Massachusetts and the 5.5 great states of New England, the hell with Southern Connecticut. And, of course, the Odyssey app. Download it today, AUDACY. Check out all of our podcasts, our shows, 6A to 6P. Hey, 6A to 10P. You know, can't just be forgetting Christian Arcand and Red Sox broadcast. Great show today we have lined up for you. Of course, we're going to talk some golf. We're going to talk some baseball. We're going to talk some hockey. We're going to talk some basketball. The Celtics finished their season. Mercifully, the Bruins are just about to finish their season as well. The draft. I don't know if you heard, Mego. The draft is in a week and a half. Oh, my.
Yep.
And yesterday was quite a thrilling moment as well. We may get a quick call from our pal John Lyons, who was crazy enough, must be on Jordan's good side. He actually went down to UNC to check out a Bill Belichick-led North Carolina Tar Heels football program practice, which just screams football guy. But that's, of course, what our guy Johnny Lyons does for .com and on the weekends as well. But I got to say, The highlight of this, and I know we don't typically open golf. This will probably be the one time all year long that on an afternoon show on a Boston sports radio station, we open with golf. But considering the scope, specter, and significance of yesterday's win by Rory McIlroy, the way in which he did it and what this means, not just for golf history or even just like sports history on American soil, to me, the first thing I thought was, just on a personal moment as I was watching it with the family after he hit that insane shot on 18 on the playoff hole, that 3-iron that he hit that was just absolutely algorithmically perfect. thinking like he's going to crap the bed. He's going to put this one. He's going to put this one in the drink, and he's going to flub a dub. And Justin Rose, who led early and then fell off and then came back, is going to finally win, and he's going to get his first Masters win, and he's going to make good for 2017 when he last went to a Masters playoff and didn't come through. This was, for a lot of golf fans, so cathartic, so poetic, so entertaining, because Rory's one of those guys. He is a legitimate global sports figure. He's a supremely popular international figure. But I just couldn't help but think, with his unbelievably emotional response, I'm sure most hyper, super golf fans, Masters fans, dads who were, you know, probably burnt their fingers trying to follow that viral TikTok recipe of making uncrustable pimento cheese sandwiches over the weekend. I tried, failed miserably, but damn, they look good. I hope each and every one of us in this lifetime has a moment as significant that there. I want everybody to just experience whatever it was that Rory McIlroy felt when he finally won, when he sunk that 2-foot putt for the win to give himself the career slam and finally end that jinx. He was just so unbelievably almost out of body. He was just convulsing with joy and the tears, and just imagining his entire life being raised to do this, you know, hitting golf shots on Irish TV shows when he was 9, all this stuff. Like, what a special moment. And number two, that's one of the great finally moments in recent American sports. And it was pretty awesome.
Can I be honest, Fitzy?
Nope,
I did not find it enjoyable to watch.
Oh my God, I thought the
ultimate moment was incredible. I loved it. I was so happy for him. Love seeing him go over to the family, to his caddy, who he has this awesome relationship with. They're each other's best men in their weddings. Like, love all of that. But I didn't think it was joy. It was just relief. And this is why I'm not a golf person overall, be it player or watcher. It was like a freaking root canal watching those final 5 holes. I'm like, come on, Rory's not going to do this again, right? He's not going to choke again, right? Like, I feel like this is, maybe it's just a very millennial experience of watching this and being like, you thought that you had it, but don't turn around. There's another recession over your shoulder. Like, I was not having a good time at all watching it. The aftermath was great. I sat and I watched the clubhouse interview and mm-hmm. him getting the jacket. Have a lot of questions about how many jackets they put together every year for whoever might win. And I'm glad that Rory got it. And
no.
Today, it's so great to talk about, but it was like, I don't even follow golf closely. And I'm Mm-mm. chewing my nails down watching this, feeling like I'm watching a car crash in slow motion. Like, this is what people do to blow off steam. It was too stressful. And I felt like we were so close to the line of complete calamity. That's not fun for me. I wasn't having a good time.
Well, I mean, were you having a good time? How many different times when the Celtics were on the line, on the wire, about to lose? How many times as for Patriots fans? Super Bowl 51 was a largely miserable effing experience for Patriots fans, and yet now we're all able to remember it as perhaps the greatest night, the greatest game, one of the greatest moments
of
our lives.
It's about the golf side of it, though. It's like,
it's the sports side of it to me.
It's so slow motion. Because at least you feel like you can have these dramatic swings, like play by play or possession by possession. Watching golf, 80% of it is he's crouching on the green, just staring at the hole, being like, my life is falling apart in front of you here. My dream is about to die again. And ultimately it didn't. So we get to come here today and talk about it and be so happy and be like, you can achieve your dreams. Never give up. What a great message. I'm telling you, in the moment, I'm like, this is nauseating. This is not a good time. This is not a good time.
Yeah, that's like what I forget what movie it's from. It might be from Stand By Me, where he's like, hey, you want to see a dead body? Like, I thought
yes.
for a minute there, like, Rory was going to absolutely just lose it. Everybody thought, but that's what makes it such great theater. That's why I got this just app, like, pile of text messages from friends afterwards, like, man, you know, whether you love golf or not, this is why sports is the ultimate
it's
reality show.
It's akin to, like, cringe comedy.
This is such great theater. the memes that were coming out. Listen, I know a few things about cringe comedy.
No. Yes, I'm saying, like, you know where it was a whole phase.
No, awkward, like The Office, Ricky Gervais style.
No, not
comedy,
even that,
yes.
But like Meet the Parents, where the whole thing is about things going wrong. That's how it felt watching. I'm like, look at him. He's going to.
That's what made the comeback so great.
Like, he's going to zip his fly up on prom night. Like, that's how it felt watching Rory.
And I'm sure a lot of people felt like Ben Stiller.
At the end, Fitzy, it was great. It was great. But in the moment, I would be flat out lying to you if I told you I was enjoying myself. I was like, oh my God, I feel for this guy. This is awful. It's not like he's had like the smoothest year outside of golf either, reportedly, if you read Page Six and all that nonsense.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we don't need to get into that.
I think things are great now.
From what
I read. I'm sure everything is wine, roses, sunshine, rainbows, puppy dogs, and unicorn sparkles for Rory McIlroy, as they should be as well right now. But see, again, this is why we watch. This is why I love playing golf. I went out with my father-in-law and my two kids yesterday, played 9 holes of golf, which I much prefer to 18. I think 18's a drag. Side note, if I was in charge of all American sports or just sports in general, golf would be 14 holes because 18 is far too many. By 15, I'm dragging. 16, I can't wait for 17 because 17 means I can see 18 and then we're finally done. Thank God. 14 is perfect. But like I played yesterday. I wanted to get into the spirit of things. I had the Masters on inside. And then when we're outside doing yard work, playing with the kids, cooking dinner, I had like my YouTube TV on my phone connected to the Bluetooth so I could hear it. And if there was a big shot, I'd run over and wind it back and watch it. Like, Mega, we don't have a lot of like moments anymore. We don't have a lot of zeitgeist that doesn't involve, you know, like political decisions and the kinds of things that are so highly volatile and contentious that most people don't want to discuss them. We really don't. We don't have a lot of where were you when moments that usually end with a more positive note or connotation. So in absence of the finale of Seinfeld or, I don't know, Game of Thrones or something like that, we don't even have those kinds of shows anymore that unite us and then ultimately divide us. So we have to lean on sports. And for people that weren't even the biggest golf fans, Masters fans, Grand Slam fans, etc., Rory McIlroy fans, to have everybody watching and then communicating and see the volume of Instagrams, Facebook posts, social media, Twitter, X, etc., like, this was a little bit of a moment, and everyone kind of came around and understood.
I'm not arguing that.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's what I'm in for. You're not wrong.
It's a moment, but it's also a moment of just, again, like, I...
Yeah, sheer terror.
I was feeling emotions I didn't want to feel, especially about one of the sports that I care much less about than, say, the NBA and the NFL.
But it did that, so that's what's great.
It made me feel alive, but it also made my stomach hurt.
Yes, like the brakes went out on your emotional sports car and you were wondering if you were going to be able to get home or not, or if you were just going to end up in a ditch. Luckily, you didn't end up in a ditch. You ended up like you got home safely. Yet, not yet. I know. You got home and there was hubby waiting with the martini in the driveway. How about that? I think it was awesome.
It's cute you think we have a driveway.
Okay, but it was more the image of the 1950s. Come on. But and kind of a nice reversal of fortune, reversal of roles, as it should be. But to just know his story and how many times he's been there at the precipice, at the doorstep, and crapped the bed, and that he had a 5-stroke lead with like 8 holes to play. Like, this should have been fait accompli. It should have just been a victory lap. He was the one, like, Bryson was gagging. And then he's got to live with the fact that, like, all he had to do was play on brand like he had the first 3 rounds, and he could have been Masters champion. So Rory starts to gag it away, ends up in the playoff with Rose, who, like I'd mentioned, was in the playoff 8 years prior. And the way that he was able to come back and hit that incredible second shot, get the bird, take the win. I mean, everybody felt it. By the way, the thing I wanted to comment on a few minutes ago when you were saying, like, you know, you love all the drama of the insight at the cottage, and then there's all that footage of Rory walking around the champions' locker room. And you said, like, they talk about how many different jackets they make. I do want to know. So if they make a bunch of jackets on the final day, fit for everyone just in case they win, do the losers' jackets go to the children of, like, Guatemala or Ukraine, or do they get sent offshore just like,
here's,
you know, like,
the issue, like, do they just keep the blazer that they make for you in hopes that you're going to be there maybe 2 years later, and maybe they just have to let it out a little bit. Like,
what if you pudge
there's
out?
There's a side of me that is so boring that I'm dying for the in-depth story.
No,
with the,
that's amazing.
With the tailor of the green jackets, who's
who
like over
watch
here.
That?
You know, look at this. This jacket. This jacket has been waiting 11 years for this guy. Do you know how many times he's had to take it back out?
The lead tailor here at Augusta.
Fitzy, I just checked into this for you. So most of them
love this.
Go,
hello, Dan Ball, Stiz Grimy, boys. How
hello,
are you?
Good afternoon. So most of them go to underprivileged third world countries, as you mentioned, and the rest go to Bill Belichick's girlfriend so that she can wear it 10 years past.
Side note, I hope everybody has had a chance to see the video of Jordan on field at practice with Bill Belichick this weekend. The fact that Savage Sports leaked out earlier today that Jordan signs all of her emails, COO Belichick Productions.
Unreal.
I mean, we are living in a simulation. And I thought we were most definitely living in a simulation when I saw her walking off the field, basically with the boots and jacket that Trinity wore in The Matrix. Like, what are you, girl, what are you doing? Where are we? Maybe she was just, you know, maybe she was feeling emboldened because she was excited about the Masters as well, Mego.
Chapel Bill.
Chapel Bill, baby. Just to set the table, of course, as always, 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. Should you like to call in and talk about your Masters moment, your Masters menu, your Masters recipe, or just plain, were you tuned in? Did you enjoy it? Did you have fun watching it? Did this mean something to you? Did the histrionics of Rory McIlroy's reaction and triumphant win push you over the edge, or did you really appreciate it? And let me ask you this, Mego. I think this is a larger scale way to frame the Rory McIlroy, should we say lead, regression, comeback, and ultimate victory. There have been so many great triumphs in sports for centuries. Teams, individual players, etc., that we thought would never clear the hurdle. They'd never get over that hump. They would never finally grab the fruit. And then eventually they do. Eventually they finally end their jinx, the century of repression, etc. So I'd like to ask you, where do you think, I'm not asking for a top five or top 10, but if you have one, feel free to. And anyone who wants to call in, rank them up, baby. We're here for you. Where does Rory finally winning his Masters rank for you on the finally getting over the hill and winning a championship in sports?
So, I mean, it's obviously the accomplishment is enormous for his sport itself. I just think that a lot of us are lying if we think that golf, even the Masters, even all the pageantry and worldwide attention that it gets, is up there for us U.S. fans with like the NFL, the NBA, the MLB. You would think the biggest breakthrough moment of all time, no matter what, of any professional sport ever, is just the Red Sox. The Red Sox for, as a franchise in 2004. So I think that that's pretty untouchable. But if you're talking about from an individual stance, I'd say it's probably top five. For me personally, the only other one that I think of is even Michael Jordan's first NBA championship. Mm-hmm. Because I think people now talk about the bulk of his career without going back to how long it took him to get there as a young player, going through kind of the iterations of the NBA that he was in.
How many seasons? I apologize for a step on your toes there, but how many seasons? Was it like seven seasons for Jordan? See, people forget that. And I know it was eight for LeBron, but of course he had to join a super team, not win with the team that was built and that he raised the greatness of around him. So it was nearly a decade for Michael Jordan. People think that he was just born into championships because he's probably next to, he and Tom Brady are the two greatest winners. You got to throw Bill Russell in there too. Okay, he's one of the greatest winners in American sports history. He's the ultimate competitor, an ultimate winner, if you will. To me, it's always the Red Sox first. But then you think about it, like Peyton Manning. Remember he went almost a decade without getting to a Super Bowl and then finally winning one. Who did he have to go through? Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and of course with the assistance of the flu and a fake home noise crowd and, you know, bad refereeing, he was able to get there and then play a Bears team that Brady would have beat by 50. No big deal. I'm still totally over it. That's one of those ones for me as well. I'm sure people on the text line at 617-779-7937 have some thoughts on this subject as well. But we have early phone engagement. I love when people want to call in and talk a little golf, no less.
I don't think people love how I felt about Rory McIlroy. I'm sorry, but it's just how I felt. Like, that's how I legitimately felt watching it. I felt like I was watching. I'm not saying that it wasn't an awesome moment. It's an awesome moment. It's a great triumph, and I love it for him in the moment. Tell me that you weren't just watching that, like, clutching, pulling your hair out, going, oh, my God, if you still have hair in your head, oh, my God, I can't believe he might choke this away.
Well, because I was also kind of excited that if it was anyone, it was going to be Rose, because he had never won one himself, and it would be a great tale to start, look like you're going to go box to wire, falter yourself. And everyone had been saying, all the buzz was, this is Rory's year. If he's ever going to do it, it's going to be now. This is his year. And his daughter, Poppy McIlroy, hitting that little tiny putt that went 30 feet in on par 3 day with the family on Wednesday. You could almost tell, like, Stiz, even you can barely spell golf, let alone play it or talk it on the radio. Even you got all the fatherly feels watching Poppy McIlroy hit that shot the other day.
No, I did not. No. Not at all.
All right, guys, we're just going to go to a super long commercial break. And when we come back, we'll have a new producer here on the show.
I don't know. Mego, stick to your guns. You are not the only one out there feeling like that. I promise.
All right. Well, let's bring in the good people that listen to WEEI and love a good bargument and a championship like I do. Okay, let's see. Steve in the truck wants to call him. Boy, I don't think I've talked to this guy in a long time. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Fitzy, my IPA buddy. How are you?
Oh, it's wonderful to hear from you, friend. How you doing?
You too, buddy. Hi, Mego.
Hey, how's it going, Steve?
Listen, that's not bad. I'm not a golf aficionado by any means. I don't watch it. I don't play it. I'm 72 years old. So, but my son likes it. I watched part of that yesterday at the end, and I said, this guy's going to do it again. But the part that bothers me about it is he's such a D-bag. He hugged his sister-in-law more. Yes, he is. He's a piece of garbage. He hugged his sister-in-law harder than he hugged his wife. He didn't even walk to the clubhouse with his family like every other golfer does when they win it. So, to me, he's just a D-bag. And you know what? Shine was talking about that this morning, Soz and Greg. And they're right. The guy, I don't understand it. 11 times, I just don't. I'm glad he won for himself. But as far as for the game of golf, I could care less about him. He's a clown. I don't like what he did at the end. I think he should have took his wife's hand and walked with her up to the clubhouse and got the jacket and all that and his family involved. But he didn't do that. They were there after. Walk with them like every other golfer did. You're not above everybody in the world. You know what I mean? I don't know. He rubs me the wrong way.
Listen, Steve, those are your feelings and you're entitled to them. That's Dang. A take, and that's
I
why
I thought he seemed pretty affectionate
much,
with his
pal.
Family. Like, but I, that way, I don't have any.
Let's say Mego.
He also looked like
Stiz.
He was emotionally on Mars. Like, he couldn't have.
He was out
he
of his
believe
mind.
That he pulled it off. So yeah. He's just walking around, kind of staring up at the sky and. Out of his mind.
I tell you who would never. Bill Belichick. Jordan would be right next to him.
She'd be in front. She would have him on a leash. Who are you kidding?
I mean, guys, there is a little bit of history behind this whole thing, not to go too far into
no,
it, but
let's hear it.
McIlroy recently was, him and his wife were filing for divorce relatively recently, and then it was rescinded. There were rumors about extramarital stuff going on involving one of the CBS reporters as well, and there were some varying levels of evidence to that. So it hasn't been the smoothest.
Count all of that in allegedly.
Yes,
those are all rumors.
Yes,
allegedly.
Yes. These are nothing more than rumors. Nothing's been proven, yep. But they're allegedly. Things have not been the cleanest
well,
in the personal.
That was a year ago, they're together now, and they seem. I mean, first of all, her outfit was amazing. I'm just going to be a girl for a second. Like, that whole family is just adorable. So yeah. Happy,
beautiful
for them.
Daughter, handsome guy, beautiful wife.
But I even think about
well
it like.
Dressed.
I don't know, man. It's incredible if you get to be a professional athlete, and Fitzy, the professional athletes and former athletes that we've gotten to work with, including Ted Johnson. Like, it's such a different perspective. If you ever watch one of those games with somebody's family while they're actively playing, I talk about it was hard for me to just watch a stranger look like he's going to choke on the precipice of greatness.
Oh my God. It's for them,
if
it's like they're
the
playing
family,
Squid Game.
Like, I'm going to guess Poppy has no idea what's really going on. Her dad's just at work. But his wife is also probably just like melting into the ground going, oh my God, if he chokes here, if I 11 years,
I'll never hear
the
end of
this. Well, just like, you're right there with them. So I think you got to lend a little grace to everyone when the cameras are on. And you've just accomplished something like that. You're probably just wandering around being like, is this real life or is this a dream?
One more quick call before we catch you guys up on what's trending in the wide world of sports and carry on with the program here. Charlie's in Boston. Charlie, what's up, man?
Hey, so Mego, the pleasure is in the pain, okay? You're like watching a car accident.
You're a sicko, like, Charlie.
And then seeing everybody survive. But also, like, if you play golf yourself and have played competitive golf or have played in any tournaments, like, you get a better feeling for, like what it means to these guys and why they're pacing around and, like, everything that goes into the different shots and what they're trying to do. But, I mean, yesterday was cinema. Like, the way it was, you could yes. not have written up a better yeah. script. And just for the absolute roller coaster of emotions that everybody felt, it was just great. But yeah, there's pleasure in the pain, Mego.
If it's cinema, it's
thank
like
you
an,
very much for the call, Charlie. Have a great
it's
day,
like
guys.
An Ari, it's an Ari Aster film. Like it's.
Stop it. No, I saw.
You're
I
like,
watched
oh,
that,
like somebody
and I saw
sawing their own head off. This is,
I saw the
this
meme.
Is
of
so great.
Scorsese sitting there, like in black and white, just going absolute cinema. I saw, like, speaking of cinema, I saw that the movie meme, I forget what that was from, where it's like one person about to be shot by another person. It was like, so it was like Rory, Rory, Rory. Everyone that had a gun pointed at each other. Then there's the assassin in the balcony, and it also said Rory because everyone knew he was his own worst enemy with over a decade plus of failing at the doorstep of greatness here. I don't know. I love the fact that people saw it as something bigger than just winning a golf match, something bigger than just even a Grand Slam golf event. Yes, it's the Masters, but it was tremendous. And look, if it dragged you to the television, Mego, if it brought about this kind of response from you, then the Masters more than did their job
oh,
this year.
And, Fitzy,
and so did Rory.
There's something from the Masters that we're going to talk about in the 3 o'clock hour. It's not golf centric. So if you're sick of the golf talk, don't worry about that. But it is something that I think every other professional sport should take a cue from. Like, it's so obvious to me. And every time I watch the Masters, I'm yep. so impressed with it. And it's not Jim Nantz.
I was just
going to
say, I don't want to blow your lead for your 3 o'clock stance, but I too am into affordable concessions, Mego. So yes, that's exactly.
That's right. We need it. We need the pimento cheese at TD Garden for the playoffs.
Yeah. 617-779-7937 is your gateway to all the sports conversation, text messages, and so much more here on WEEI Afternoons. Go ahead and give us a follow as well if you care to and engage on Twitter or Instagram at WEEI Afternoons. Let us now entertain and inform you, though, with the best in trending sports news locally and beyond with our fabulous producer extraordinaire, Mr. Dan Ball.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.